The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, with me for another tech takeover. Too long didn't read TLDR. What is it this week, Jess?
This is a campaign that has been started by Gary Gannon, who I'm sure people know from the Social Democrats. And he's looking to
hire...
But he'll say, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, see, this is it. Absolutely. Before anyone complains...
He's owning
it. This is what we're talking about.
This is the whole point of the campaign. He is starting a campaign called Sometimes You Are What They Say You Are. And it's a website that he has set up. He's also doing it on a social media to showcase some of the things that are thrown at politicians. And he's doing this ahead of the general election, whenever that might be, to showcase how, I suppose, there's two strands here. Number one, people will take issue with policies or stances that politicians take. And when I spoke to Gary today, he was saying, look, I have no issue with that. If you want to come after me because of a policy or my politics, that is fair game because that is my job. It's when the comments become personalised or they escalate from a passing smart ass remark to abuse, to a threat, to intimidation, to wishing and calling for harm to be done. Mm. And he said that there's a clear distinction. So on this website, Sometimes You Are What They Say You Are, he's pulled out a few different of the comments that have been put to him that he now says he's holding up a mirror to showcase how funny they are. So Ginger is one. He brought this up with me today when he was talking about it. He's saying he doesn't find it offensive now. Sure, I am what I am. He also said his favourite one is when he was called a tote bag merchant. Because he loves a tote bag. Sure, okay. He wouldn't love a tote bag, right?
Tote bag merchant. That's going, yeah.
He's also saying rebellious, trendy, lefty ideas. That's okay. Apparently what he has. And again, what he's saying is these things, the ones that are focused more on policy, yes, you can have a go, but it's not going to hurt and it shouldn't hurt politicians. But for politicians that are in minority groups, if they are underrepresented, if they are being attacked for something beyond their politics, that is not right and more needs to be done. Now, as I said, I was talking to Gary. I met him down at Leinster House today. And we were talking about how progress has been made in terms of awareness of these issues and proposed legislation and the establishment of the Online Safety Commissioner within Commissioner Naman. But I asked him if that goes far enough and if platforms need to be held to a higher standard.
Yeah, the social media companies have to be held to account for this. You know, if you go on to certain platforms, and we all know the one that's more toxic than most nowadays, I mean, you'll have people calling politicians, people in the media. We're getting called paedophiles. We're getting told that we're criminals. We're getting told that, like, when some weird revolution comes, that we'll all be hung up against the wall. I mean, that is incredibly toxic, but we don't see any consequence. I mean, I've reported people on certain platforms for using incredibly, like, vile, false statements about me, about my character. Something that if somebody said, like, to your face in any other walk of life would be incredibly damaging. And I mean, the report will come back that no, that doesn't actually breach any violation. And I'm all for people being able to, like, criticise me as a politician. That's absolutely fair game. And I think that should never be taken away. I mean, the freedom of speech, it doesn't come without freedom of consequence. And even if only, if that's so, that consequence only should arise where you incite violence, where you spread misinformation that would be detrimental to a person's character, and also create the conditions by which either you in the media, me in politics, or somebody else, even in some people, we got to the point where people working in libraries are under threat. You'll get misinformation about a book and all of a sudden you'll have this horde of, like, essentially violent, but certainly threatening people descending on a library to tell you that you have to take a book out. Where in the name of God are we going with that? And if that starts off on social media, that social media company has to be held to account. Obviously we have to commission, but, like, it doesn't really have much in the way of teeth. I mean, the fines of thousands for people that earn billions is not a deterrent. We need strong recourse to justice for those who find themselves on the receiving end of online, not only online hatred, but online hatred that's, like, as a means of kind of being threatening to just stop you from going about your day-to-day business, and that's actually just false and inaccurate. Like, these platforms can't be without consequence.
Do you still receive much online hate?
Yeah.
On which platform?
X.
More than anything else.
More than anything else.
Anonymous kind of bot hate?
Oh no, a bit of everything. So there are some people who will have a name. I don't know if it's their name, but they'll have a name. Mm-hmm. A lot of it now, like, I've started to call it out in recent years. I left the platform for a while because I was being told to watch my back. I was getting threats. I was being intimidated. And I was reporting it and nothing was happening. There were tweets that were coming to me that were threatening. There's no two ways about it. I reported them under the reporting guidelines on the platform, and I got an automated response to say no violation was found. Do you get many threats online?
I don't really know. I don't pay attention to Twitter enough to know.
Yeah.
It tipped the balance. You always got a bit of it, and then the balance just tipped too far in the wrong direction when a certain billionaire took over the platform.
Yeah.
And I've just since then, I just ignore. I couldn't tell you the last time I read a comment underneath it.
I think that's the healthy way to do. Gary actually mentioned this term that I hadn't heard before: post and then ghost. Because he's saying that, you know, social media is an important tool for people who are in public eye, whether it's politicians, broadcasters, whatever. So now what he does is he posts and then he ghosts. So he doesn't go looking for the comments.
I think, though, threatening comments from a male poster to a woman carry more weight because women are much more likely to be the victims of violence at the hands of a man. I tend to just ignore them.
Yeah, but you see, I think that's part of the point
also,
of this campaign.
Also, I'll tell you what never happens. No one has ever commented on my looks online.
Oh, well, that's all we get. And I think the comments about...
They don't even say nice things about my looks. But anyway...
Well, as I remember...
I don't mind.
Do you remember,
it's fine, I'm over it.
No, do you remember I read out that Reddit thread and you died of embarrassment of all the people who are Kieran Cudahy fans?
Oh, God, yeah, actually.
I think that's gone now. But look, the serious side to this is... The comments and the nature of the comments.
It's demoralizing. Anyway, go on.
You're welcome. It goes, and I think this is what happens, and I can only speak from my perspective as a woman. People will disagree with my opinion, but it will be presented as I don't know enough to understand why they're right. And if I bite back at that, then it'll be sure, you're only there because you're someone's granddaughter, or you're only working in radio because you're not good looking enough to be on TV. And it'll go from there into threatening or into abusive behaviour, and it spirals. And I think what Gary Gannon has done is actually a smart thing, which is holding up a mirror to this nonsense that's online. But it doesn't solve the issue of it not being taken down in an efficient manner.
Yeah, it's funny. I was listening to Smartless this week, the podcast. Highly recommend it. Sacha Baron Cohen was the guest. Mm. And he was talking about this, about just how the tech companies have somehow managed to kind of get off scot-free on this front. And he thinks we're going to look back on these 2 years and think, how did we let that happen? When you look at the regulation of everything else that's kind of uttered in the public realm, how we let them away with it for so long. How can people send any negativity to Jess? We love Jess, says one of our listeners.
Thanks, Mom.
I quit the Corpo Fascist X/ Twitter. Threads is very similar, but so far slightly less toxic, says somebody. I'm still a bit kind of downhearted to find out that Reddit thread has disappeared.
I campaigned.
Can somebody else revive it out there?
Do you know my
sister? Will anybody revive it?
My sister, Emma Jane, is probably listening now because she's home from the UK. I showed her a picture of you the other day. I don't know why. And she said you look like Ryan Reynolds.
What's her name?
Emma Jane.
Thank you, Emma Jane.
I told her she's wrong.
You can revive that Reddit thread.
I told her she's absolutely wrong.
What's your tech tip this week?
It is to print your photos. I'm all about printing the photographs.
What do you use?
So photobox.ie is a brilliant website. I printed off photographs the other day, 12 cent per photograph.
That's very cheap, yeah.
Very cheap. You have the option of doing a matte finish, a gloss finish. You have the option to put them on a canvas in a photo book. Not going to talk too much about Christmas gifts yet, but if you want to get ahead of it, I would highly recommend it. Get them off your phone. Get them out of the cloud. Get them up onto your walls. Photobox.ie.
I think I did that a few years ago from the kids to my wife for Christmas. They got like a kind of a montage-y thing photo. And it's actually lovely because they're the only photos I've ever printed, I think. But it's great to have them. You know, you've got 20,000 odd photos somewhere on your phone, and that's where they live and die.
Yes.
So it's lovely to see them on the wall. What is your tech rec this week?
I have a podcast recommendation for you.
Okay.
Slow Burn. Have you listened to any of
those? Oh, I listened to Slow Burn. There was a Watergate one and there was a Bill Clinton one.
Yes, the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
That's right.
Well, they're back with their 10th series. I haven't listened to them all now, but the 10th series focuses on the rise of Fox News.
Okay.
Now, obviously, that's very relevant given all that's going on in America at the moment. You get to see how much Donald Trump was involved and a backer of it from its early days. Fun fact for you from this podcast, Fox News was the first to put the rolling ticker across the bottom of the screen. You know, with that breaking news update, they did that on September the 11th.
I'm looking at one now. Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Dana, says we will not have another October 7th. Israeli blah, 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 blah. It's just there on Sky News
Fox
in front
news
of me. Ubiquitous
did that
now.
First. There you are. So Fox News did that first. It also details, I suppose, how from a very, very early stage of the establishment of the network, the agenda was clear. But also was the cult following that the channel had. They ended up having to change the logo from being a fixed piece on the screen to rotating, because when viewers were turning it on, they weren't turning it off and it was burning into the screen.
No way, because the image was in the same place all the time.
And people were watching it for hours. They did not move the dial. They stayed with Fox all day long. It is utterly fascinating. You get to hear from producers, from presenters, from reporters. You get to see how, you know, the likes of CNN reacted and responded when Fox came into the loop. So if you're interested in sort of American culture and that political sphere as well, I would highly recommend it.
All right. It is called Slow Burn, The Rise of Fox News. I've listened to a couple of the other series and they've been brilliant. So I'm going to give it a whirl. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.